Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Well, what do you do with a defunct salt mine that dates back to the Middle Ages? Well, obviously, you build an amusement park in it. At least that's the concept behind Salina Turda, a museum and a tourist attraction located in Transylvania. That's right, Transylvania in Romania. And it's built into what began as a salt mine in the year 1075. As a mine, it was fully operational for several centuries until 1932. At that point, it was being used to store cheese. Then in 1992, the man-made cavern was converted into a subterranean amusement park, complete with fairground classics like mini-golf, bowling, a Ferris wheel, and a carousel, even an otherworldly underground lake for visitors to paddle around in rowboats. Tourists enter the park via an elevator built into centuries-old vertical shafts that used to transport miners and are slowly lowered 120 meters into the earth. On the trip down, they can admire the eerie beauty of the mine itself, the shimmering marbled texture of the cavern walls. Stark lighting and futuristic design give this mine the space-age look of a colony built inside an asteroid. The cavern has a constant temperature of 53 degrees and 80% humidity. But the air in the cavern is also some of the cleanest on Earth because the surrounding minerals keep it free of allergens and bacteria, making it an asthmatic's paradise. Fun for you and your wheezy friends. Well, by now you've heard the commercials for Alongside Night, but I wanted to tell you that I have personally watched this movie and I absolutely love it. I don't normally personally endorse a product, but Alongside Night hits home with me on so many things that concern and affect me personally. It exposes the truths, the lies, and problems in our government. But it goes further. It offers solutions and hope, something we can all use right about now. Watch Alongside Night for entertainment, watch it for education, but most importantly, watch it for the future of America.
The 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of Alongside Night is on sale for $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at Area51Movies.com. Or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at Area51Movies.com. Or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375.
Forget LSD. Eyes are the new high. Of course, we're not talking about consuming eyeballs, but rather staring intensely into a pair of them for a prolonged period of time. Apparently, this can make people enter an altered state of consciousness. So says researcher Giovanni Caputo from the University of Urbino in Italy. But this isn't his first staring contest study. A few years ago, the scientists recruited some 50 volunteers and got them to gaze upon their reflections in a mirror for 10 minutes in a dimly lit room. For many of them, it took less than 1 minute to start experiencing something trippy. Their faces began to warp and change, taking on the appearance of animals, monsters, or even deceased family members, a phenomenon imaginatively named the strange face illusion. But it seems the bizarre effects are even more dramatic when the mirror is swapped for another person. Each pair sat in chairs in a dimly lit room and positioned about 3 feet apart. Half of the pair sat opposite one another, gazing at each other's neutral expressions, while the others sat back to back, staring at the wall. After 10 minutes, participants then filled in a questionnaire about their experiences in the room, which revealed some rather intriguing effects. According to the British Psychological Society, those in the group that faced one another described higher levels of attenuated color intensity than controls. With noises seeming louder than they should, time seemed to slow down and they felt spaced out. Additionally, almost 90% of them said their partner's face appeared deformed. 75% saw monstrous beings, and 15% even saw traits of a relative's face emerge on their partner. He hypothesizes that these hallucinations, so-called strange face apparitions, could be a consequence of snapping back to reality after entering a disassociative state brought about by the lack of sensory stimulation. If you're looking for milepost 420, you won't find it in Idaho. Idaho transportation officials say the mile marker has been replaced with 419.9 signs to curb thieves eager to own a number associated with the marijuana enthusiasts. Turns out Iowa isn't alone on this problem. States like Washington and Colorado have also replaced 420 signs with 419.9 after consistently having to replace them after thefts by supposed sticky-fingered stoners. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.